Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Okay, we'll get to Za'Darius Smith comments in a moment. Let's go to John next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm just calling in. I think the Tigers, I think they've got a great team, and A.J. Hinch has been doing a great job with what he has. Could you add in more starting pitchers or relievers? Yeah. But then I feel like you had teams of superstars in football and basketball, and they don't pan out. It's a lot of it's got to do with the coaching, and Hinch is doing a great job.
Well, I mean, the teams that win the World Series typically have superstar players, more than one, and I'm talking more about position players than I am about pitchers, because the Tigers have one superstar player, and it's Tarek Skubal. But they don't have a superstar player that is in the everyday lineup like some of these other teams would have.
I think people are reading too much into that one.
So, hold on. We were just talking about trade deadline stuff. Just to make sure I'm understanding. Is this because you're thinking that they don't need to make a trade or it's not necessary for them to make a trade?
I'm saying I would like to see a trade to get a bigger bat in there, an everyday bat, for third or second or shortstop. But as far as do they have to, I don't think so.
So, you know, we did a Twitter poll. Thank you for the phone call. We did a Twitter poll last week about do they have to make a big move. And at the time, about, I think it was like 58% of the people said that they had to make a big move. And everybody else, like the other response was, you know, a smaller move or moves is enough. You know, saying big move is, I mean, we got the best team in baseball right now. And best record in baseball. We can debate whether or not they're the best team in baseball. They certainly are getting a lot out of what they have. I wouldn't shy away from a big move, but I don't want them to act desperate either. This isn't a, hey, we got to keep up with the Joneses. Now, what could happen is somebody else could make a massive move and supplant. I mean, we just read the story on ESPN about how they're better than 50-50 to be the favorite to get out of the American, to be the one seed. And well, somebody else could supplant that if they make a big move, right?
They were also less than 1% to make the playoffs last year in I think, early August. So. Yeah. You know, numbers are what numbers are. It's just projections. But I do feel very confident this is a playoff team and feel pretty chesty that it's a team that's going to advance far in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, like we said.
But I'd like to enhance those chances.
Sure.
By adding to the roster. And this is a team at this point that has plenty to offer. If they wanted to go after a massive fish, they've got all the prospects they need and the prospect capital to give to another team to land a superstar. Or if they just wanted to make a splash, they can do that as well.
Here's what they do have. By continuing to win and continuing to have the best record in the American League and continuing to have this big lead in the division, what they're probably doing is it's solidifying their list of untouchables, right? They could say, no, you can't have Max Clark. No, you can't have McGonigal. Rainer's hurt, but you can't have him.
Right.
You can expand that list maybe even and just say, look, we're so happy with where we are. We're not even thinking about moving these guys. And as long as you keep playing that way, you're less likely to trade one of those guys.
Well, and think about what it would take to get one of those guys. You know, if Arizona says Corbin Carroll's on the trade market, okay, well, then you start thinking about take your pick of one of those guys, but you can't have two or whatever it is that you want to do because Corbin Carroll is an all-star. He's a borderline superstar player. And it would take something like that to get one of those players. But you'd be improving your team significantly for the right now while giving up something for the future.
You're just using that as an example.
I'm just using that as an example. I don't think Arizona's in the market to trade Corbin Carroll, yet they're not a very good baseball team. And would they have to think about it? They'd have to think about it because he's already signed to a contract. It's a long contract. And he's an outstanding player, but at the same time, if you could trade that outstanding player and land three or four players that'll infiltrate your roster in the next couple of years and have a chance at a couple of superstars there, then you think about it, but I don't think they are.
248-539-9797. Chris is in Wixom and on 97 won the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
I would add, we're talking World Series here. We're going all for, we're going in for it. So I would try to get a heavy reliever that we can bring in at the end of the game, someone that just shocks people, heavy arm. I'd love to see a guy that has a little speed, with someone that can maybe hit 300. I know Hinch isn't huge on running, but, we get in these late innings when we get in these tie games. It's nice to have someone that we can just bring out of the dugout with some speed, put him on second. Maybe throw in a bunt, we're going to lose simple games, but, simple things like that can add to it. I don't think we need a, say, superstar, but I like the way things are going. Just keep it simple.
Yeah, if you're talking about, it's not like, when you're talking about a 300 hitter who steals bases and a closer, those are going to be probably pretty costly that fit the criteria that you laid out. I don't think of those as subtle moves. I think of those as pretty big moves.
Yeah, but all in, right? If we got it and we can do it, this is the year.
I have no issue with wanting to go all in, but you made it sound like you didn't. Maybe I misinterpreted. You sound like, hey, they don't really need to do anything, and then you suggested two major moves and said go all in.
Well, they're not huge moves, I wouldn't say, because, we don't have to sign them to a big contract. If we can pick someone up and just, get it through the rest of the year. We're looking at that shortstop. I guess we could do that too.
Are you talking about Bo Bichette?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking for the name there.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's Bichette okay.
For sure, and that would be great. I think he'd be the perfect fit, to be honest.
The problem is that Toronto's in a playoff spot. And even if he is in the last year of a contract, do we really think that they would move a player, an everyday player, from a team that's challenging for a postseason spot, that's in a playoff spot?
Well, you could see them doing it for a player that's ready to play right now, for a swap of a guy who's got years left on a contract, who's not a free agent at the end of the season.
Okay, maybe. But does Detroit have that guy that would make sense?
Well, this is where you have to ask yourself: would you trade? It's just
because are you creating another hole? Or?
Well, right, but it would be a rental type thing. But would you move Carey Carpenter for Bo Bichette?
Probably not.
But that's the type of thing that you'd have to look at.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Feedback can be sent in via ticket text to the same number. Also, you can respond to us on Twitter at DougGator971. Did you see what I meant with that guy? Didn't he basically say they don't need to do anything and then suggested two pretty big moves? You know? I mean, you're getting, he wants a heavy closer that wipes people out at the end of games. That's not going to come cheap.
No.
And he wants a 300 hitter that steals bases.
Well, 300, it's a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm.
A 300 hitter. First of all, there aren't many of those. Really, and secondly, you're going to ask for one that steals bases. Well, I mean, we don't have too many base stealing threats either.
Right. So anyway, 248-539-9797. We got sidetracked. Let's get to Za'Darius Smith. What he said about Detroit. That at 11:15 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you are ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They have auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy online or at a branch, and their team is with you every step of the way. Plus, same great rate applies to both new and used vehicles, which is why we are looking at taking advantage of this great deal. Don't wait till limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started, insured by NCUA. Doug Harris, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so Za'Darius Smith at the BET Awards with his girlfriend, who is a rapper from Detroit. The topic of the Lions came up, and here's what he had to say about the Lions. Quote, "We both know where I want to be. Hopefully, I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader and like I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully, I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit." That is courtesy of USA Today. This has been hinted at. This has been implied. This sounds to me almost like a recruiting pitch by Za'Darius Smith to the Lions of how much he wants to be here. Scott, what do you make of this from Za'Darius Smith?
Well, I think it's interesting because you see the, I don't know if you saw the odds came out from Vegas, the Vegas odds as to what the next team will be to sign him. Although they say it's a 50% chance that Za'Darius Smith and also that Von Miller could return to their 2024 clubs.
Okay.
So the Lions are not among this list because I guess it's 50-50 shot.
Okay, yeah.
So when I first looked at this, I didn't see the Lions on there. But there has to be a reason why the Lions aren't on Za'Darius Smith's list there. But to hear him say it publicly, anytime you hear somebody say it publicly, it puts more pressure on the organization to get it done.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to get done. Look, the Lions don't have any workouts until training camp starts. That's how things set up because of the Hall of Fame game, that they don't have to do the mini camps and all that. So they have still some time to get things done. I'm sure he's in shape, getting in as great a shape as he can be in. And he will not be at any kind of disadvantage if he joins the team right in time for training camp because everybody's in the same boat. Nobody's really had much of an advantage. They had these OTAs, and it seems like half the team practiced at the OTAs
right
because of the laundry list of injuries. I think it would be awesome if they can get this deal done. I think they've got the cap space to do it. I still think they can get a deal done with him and give Alex Anzalone a little bump in pay as well that he's deserved of getting. And I think these are the obvious moves that they have to make because it's a pipe dream to think that they're going to go for Trey Hendrickson.
Well,
that's just not going to happen. So if you understand that that's not going to happen, then you have to do something with the cap space that they have for guys that are going to be here for the rest of the
year. Well, here's what I want to know from the people. Is this a no-brainer or is it not enough? Za'Darius Smith wants to be here. The Lions have apparently, if he wants to be here and they cut him because he costs too much money, it means that the Lions are basically going to get to set the price to bring the player back. I don't know if you can think of a better business move from that perspective. We want you here, but we want you back at our price. It hasn't happened yet for whatever reason. Maybe they're working on something else. But that's a question. Is it enough? Is adding Za'Darius Smith opposite Aiden Hutchinson enough? Or would you prefer they make an aggressive trade for a player? Or would you prefer that they wait for the Jair Alexander of defensive ends to get released? Or would you prefer one of the other free agents, Matthew Judon or Von Miller? Or is it Trey Hendrickson or bust? Like, I think that there's a number of directions this could go. But is this enough? Is Za'Darius Smith, if he wants to be here and he seems to be willing to take Detroit's price, what, is this enough? Or do fans want more?
I think we've seen in the past the Lions have always saved a little cap space in case they get to the trade deadline. They want to make a move. But it seems like right now they've got a lot of cap space. And that tells me that maybe they were hoping to land somebody earlier in free agency that they weren't able to get, mm-hmm. or that they've saved room here in case they want to make a trade. But those impact players, they're just not there in the trade market unless you're willing to mortgage a lot to get Trey Hendrickson, which I don't think that they are willing to do that. So now they seem to have a little bit of a surplus of cash here, right? They got the Kirby Joseph deal done. They know they're going to have to get other deals done after the season for players down the road. Hutchinson's deal, when is that going to happen? Don't know. But is it really going to affect this year's cap? Probably not too much. So I think they just kind of let things blow over. And as they get into training camp, then they can reassess and say, okay, here's literally how much money we have left to spend. We get Za'Darius Smith on a one-year contract, and we'll give it to him, whatever that amount is. We'll bump up Anzalone, and we still have to save some money because I think they have over $20 million in cap space still.
Yeah, I mean, when the dust settles, we'll see how much that they do have. But, Kang, do you think bringing back Za'Darius Smith is enough?
Do I think it's enough?
Yeah.
I think this team is talented enough to win the Super Bowl. So, yes, adding a Za'Darius Smith would help that. I know a lot of people feel like they need more. I don't necessarily fall in that camp. Things have to fall into place, of course. You know, you got to stay healthy, all that stuff. But, yeah, I think he can only help your cause. I think at this point in Za'Darius Smith's career, unfortunately, he's probably more of a kind of a one-trick pony, get to the quarterback, you know? And what the Lions value a lot is versatility, a guy who can play the run and rush the passer. That doesn't mean they won't bring him back. Obviously, they brought him last year, but last year was kind of a desperate situation where guys, I mean, they were looking for anybody at that point. And he can still play the run a little bit, but just not nearly probably as enough as they'd like him to. With that being said, you got to get somebody opposite Aiden that can get to the quarterback, and that's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what he did last year, and he's at a point in his career where I don't expect him as a player to get better. But I think playing opposite Aiden Hutchinson, even as a one-trick pony, could be really, really good. He could be really, really good. And by that, I guess I just mean I think he can make a real impact for this team. He had 4 sacks in half a season last year, a couple of them where guys got pushed into his lap, right? It was somebody else that really did the heavy lifting, and he just brought him to the ground. But bottom line here is there something about a player that wants to be here?
Yeah.
And actually emphasizes that he wants to be a leader, that he wants to help the young guys, that he understands that he's going to impact the game when he's not on the field because he's that veteran that can help along the, the Josh Pascals of the world, or the Hassanins of the world, or any other young edge rusher that they're trying to squeeze whatever they can out of him. So I don't know. I don't know. And the other part about this is I've kind of changed a little bit from a standpoint of, okay, you might want more, and I'd pay more for Von Miller, or I'd try to make it work with Trey Hendrickson. They just had something pop out of the blue that is a screaming need, right? In Ragnow.
At center.
And if it's not working with who they have in house, it's something they may have to address at the trade deadline, and it may not be cheap.
That's true. I think it's also something they've known for a while, and I think that there are lots of reports that say that the Lions have known for a bit that this was a possibility that Frank was going to retire. Mm-hmm. So, and I think they've been preparing for this with all the offensive linemen that they've drafted the last couple of years anyway. So, but that process just got sped up because now it's official. Frank's out. He's retired. or he's retiring. So now if you're going to take a look at Tate Ratledge at center, okay, it's right. Learning curve is awfully quick right now. This is baptism by fire for this team when it comes to that offensive line. The interior of the offensive line is that's changed over in a heartbeat.
Sure has. 248-539-9797. Lions fans, do you think it would be enough? Here's another quote from Za'Darius Smith from the same story, USA Today, from the BET Awards last night. I'm going into year 11. As a veteran, a championship is the only thing that I'm missing. I did the sacks, All-Pro, Pro Bowl, so it's really just me getting a ring now and winning a championship. Well, we're sort of even glossing over maybe something that we're getting accustomed to, and that's just players want to be here.
Well, the good thing is he's been here, knows what it's like, and wants to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he fits in with the culture. He's a good locker room guy. The guys like him. Coaching staff seem to like him. And so he knows what is expected of him. It's not a new guy to know how it is, where like, hey, this is a lot more intense than I expected, whatever. No, he knows how it is, and he still wants to come back. And the best part is, if he comes back, this is going to be on a Lions, you know, incentive-laden type deal, I think, and it's going to be a Lions favor.
Yep. All right, Lions fans, would that be enough? 248-539-9797. Za'Darius Smith outspoken again that he wants to be back in Detroit. Just a reminder, you can listen to the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. There's going to come a time this summer you're on vacation and the Lions are going to do something, or the Tigers are going to do something, trade deadline. You're like, oh my God, that's huge. I got a long drive ahead of me today going from Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon. How am I going to hear what's being said in Detroit?
How do you do that, Doug?
Actually, Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon isn't that far. But anyway, you tune in with the Odyssey app. So get it today, AUDACY. Then you can stream this show and any of the shows here at 97.1 The Ticket. Also streaming through our website, 97.1theticket.com, where Champ and Chump are posted. You can also stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com.
What about Mesa to Yuma?
Mesa to Yuma, you could listen then, too. I think you might need cell service, though. So make sure, you know, hopefully you have a good, big, strong signal.
Well, to get an app, you know.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So we were just talking about the Za'Darius Smith comments. If you just flipped your radio on, I mean, very publicly, almost recruiting the Lions by name. We both know where I want to be. Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader and I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit. Another quote, same story, USA Today. I'm going into year 11 as a veteran. A championship is the only thing that I'm missing. I did the sacks, all pro, Pro Bowl. So it's really just me getting a ring now and winning a championship. The question is Za'Darius Smith enough? This is a fan base that we've talked to really probably since Aiden got hurt. And the want to get another edge rusher into this organization that is pretty damn good is it's there, man. It's definitely there. We know this. Look, none of us really particularly think that this is the most realistic thing that we have ever seen. You know, the Trey Hendrickson possibility. Za'Darius Smith is realistic. It's in front of you. He's available. He's cost effective. Is it enough? And I keep saying, look, because of the Ragnow injury, we don't know if what they have in house and what they've done already is going to be enough. And so, you know, that might be what takes up any spare cap space they have is trying to make up for the loss of Frank Ragnow. But
like that's a tough part there because those players might be great long term, but the window is here.
Yeah.
So the question is, can Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany get up to speed enough where
they'll be good.
What you've lost isn't anywhere near as much. It's not going to be as debilitating as what you think it is.
Anthony and Troy says, I do not understand why we haven't signed him. He's not crazy expensive and he improves the team. Just make it happen. I would sign Za'Darius before Trey. Za'Darius is not a crybaby like Trey. He's way more of a culture fit than Trey. Sign Z. That's from an unnamed texter.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd call Trey Hendrickson a crybaby. I think he's somebody who's trying to get what he's worth. I mean, he's led the NFL in sacks the last 2 years with 35 of them, and he's getting paid how many millions dollars less than the guys that just got their big deals?
Yeah.
He's at the end of his contract. He wants a new contract. He wants to stay in Cincinnati. Cincinnati clearly they don't want to pay him. Cincinnati made their bed. Now they got to sleep in it with all the contracts they gave to the wide receivers and the contract they gave to Joe Burrow. So they don't have cap space. I don't think it's crying. I think it's being a little unfair to Trey Hendrickson.
It's kind of how negotiations work in 2025. Some of that stuff gets out and gets public, but let me see here. Next text. How much do you guys want the Lions to pay Smith? They clearly only view him as a third down or pass rush specialist. He only plays 80-ish run snaps and over 300 pass rush snaps when he was here. Well, here's the thing you got to remember. How much do we want to pay him? Well, they released him, so they didn't have to pay him $5.75 million last year. So you assume that there is a price less than that that they would pay him. How much less than that? How low would he be willing to go? Can they meet somewhere? Is probably like to the guy that said, why isn't it happen? Because Za'Darius Smith might be sitting there going, okay, fine. I won't. 5.75 was too much for you. I want 3.5. And the Lions might be saying, we're thinking more like 1.5.
I really hope that's not the case because when you think about it, with NFL and your salary cap, that's not a lot of money. And when you go and do a quick Google search of how much cap space the Lions have, I mean, you see up to $40 million they have in cap space.
Yeah.
So what are they waiting for? I mean, I understand you got to sign the rookies and that's going to take up some of it, but it's not going to take up a ton of it.
It might be a signing bonus or money that they're going to lose in an Aiden Hutchinson deal. It could be a bump for Anzalone. It could be other plans. Like Dalton Reisner's still out there. And I think he'd be a great fit in the interior of the Lions offensive line. I'd love to see him brought in. And they did the lesser known move with Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
With Tristan Cologne.
Tristan Cologne, the offensive lineman.
But Reisner to me is a veteran who's been there, done that. He's had some injury issues, but that was last year. He missed the first half of the season with Minnesota. He's been on the market for a while here, which any player that's been on the market for a while, you're like, hmm. But it makes you wonder what's wrong with him.
But having that much cap space also tells me that maybe they're still kicking the tires on some other players things in terms of a trade. Yeah.
Things are afoot. I think going with Za'Darius Smith opposite of Hutch is a no-brainer move. We've never seen Za'Darius Smith operate with Hutch on the line. No, but we somewhat have a comp. Because last year, Za'Darius Smith played in Cleveland opposite of Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And what do you have, 4.5 sacks in half a season, and then he had 4 in Detroit without? I mean, that would imply that there wasn't too much of a difference. But let me just double-check the numbers in Cleveland. He had 5 sacks in 9 games in Cleveland. If he, next year, playing opposite of Hutch, is going to play 16, 17 games and get 9, 10 sacks, that's more than adequate.
Yeah, you'll take
now,
it.
There are other things that measure your defensive lineman's effectiveness. Tackles for loss. Ability to set an edge. Like, it's not all measured by bringing down the quarterback. It's a big part of it. But
no, but I mean, people say, well, he's only a pass rusher. And? You need pass rushers.
Right.
Isn't so that, if it's – and the NFL is all about throwing the football. And you get this, and the Lions have been very good against the run. You get a big stop on first down. If first and 10 turns into second and 9, here comes Za'Darius Smith on the edge.
Yes, it is enough to add Smith. Always thought he would be back. Now I'm almost certain he will be. Thanks. That's from Dave at work. So, I mean, look, I wouldn't think that 1 million or 1.5 million would keep them from bringing in Za'Darius Smith. That doesn't seem like that would be a deal breaker. But as you said, they probably have some other things afoot, whether it be trades, whether it, because I personally, as time goes by, I find I'm slightly more rattled about the interior of the offensive line than I was when the news first broke. Slightly more rattled. I never thought the offensive line was in any way going to be as good once Ragnow was gone, but how can the football team get better somewhere else to make them as good as a team?
The only thing I'm rattled about, if that's even the right word, with the offensive line is, can Tate Ratledge play center right away? Is that what's going to happen, and can he handle it right away? Because I think the way he played, I mean, he started a guard for 4 years at Georgia. But if you're going to switch him to a different position, there's less of, oh, I know what he's going to be. If he's going to play right guard, you know what, you've got a pretty good track record playing the SEC at that high level against that high level of competition. You feel confident that this is the guy that you can plug and play at guard, but can you plug and play at center? That remains to be seen.
Feedback coming in. No, I don't feel like bringing back Za'Darius Smith is enough. The team failed and choked when it mattered most, and they decided to run it back instead of actually improving. They need to get better than him and just bringing him back. I'm highly disappointed with this team's approach.
Where was the choke? Choking because they lost in the playoffs to Washington on a roster that after 2 plays on defense, let's count the players you didn't have, right. You know, with Hutchinson and McNeil and Amik Robertson and Carlton Davis, among others. That's just off the top of my head, let alone the guys that were, you know, Derek Barnes and Wingo and others that weren't playing.
They're running it back with the assumption that they will have Aiden Hutchinson, Derek Barnes, Lee McNeil eventually, Marcus Davenport, which might be a risk, Malcolm Rodriguez eventually. You know, the blanket on the defensive back you just mentioned.
Mike Robertson.
Yes. And then they added DJ Reed, which might be an upgrade. I don't know. I don't think running it back, saying, okay, we think we're good at, because I thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl last year with even just an average amount of injuries.
I would take great offense to the word choke in that text. That's just not the way to word it. Don't do that.
It's Trey Hendrickson or bust. Cap will continue to grow, and Bragg can draft replacements for potential losses. That's from an unnamed texter. If this guy's still available, why don't we want him if no one else wants him? He is not a difference maker at this point in his career.
Who's that?
I think he means Trey Hendrickson.
Do you think that means Za'Darius Smith?
I'm sorry. Yes, Za'Darius Smith, not Trey Hendrickson. Jeez.
Well, I don't know if he's turned down teams. If what he's chasing now is a championship to get that ring, and also that he has the ties here to the city and he wants to be here, that maybe teams have inquired and he's like, I'm still waiting to hear what Detroit's going to do.
Yeah.
And Detroit, I don't know if Detroit's slow playing them or if they've got some sort of deal worked out and they won't announce it until later. Like, all right, look, we want you back. Let's just let the dust settle on and where we're at heading into training camp, and then we'll talk it over again.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Za'Darius Smith, outwardly, publicly recruiting the Lions. They know where I want to be. I want to be back in Detroit. I'm going into year 11. It's about a ring now. It's about winning a championship. Also says he thinks he'd be a leader to the young guys and influence them. Is this a no-brainer? Bring him back, or is it not enough? They need to do more up front defensively. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson here on The Ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking. Brands you trust, like Trex and TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's almost lunchtime, and you had a food reveal in your show sheet today. Because today is National Egg Roll Day.
Mm.
Kang, did you see this? His proclamation about egg rolls?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. This is in your show sheet, huh, Gator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gator proclaims, I can't have Chinese food without two egg rolls.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you're getting.
It's got to come with two egg rolls.
Got to get two egg rolls.
Got to have two. I love egg rolls.
Yeah, well, they're good.
Love them.
They're really good.
Those crispy sons of bitches. I love them. Plum sauce.
Well, when you have to have two per order, you better damn love them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the rare occasion that you get disappointed by an egg roll. Like, that was just not satisfying. That wasn't good. You know, in some places, they have their version of an egg roll. I'm like, that's not, come on. That's, give me something of substance here. Don't give me, I mean, well, this is what you wanted. Well, that's more like a spring roll. That's not an egg roll. Come on. I mean, I like spring rolls too, but they're not egg rolls. They're different. Got to have the egg roll.
Would you ever order a spring roll?
Yes.
You would.
If there was no egg roll.
But if the choice is there.
Oh, it's egg roll every time.
And it's got to be two.
Got to be two.
Would you ever just go straight egg rolls? I'll have five egg rolls for dinner.
That's too many egg rolls to have for dinner. But I've thought of it. You know? And with an air fryer, they're great left over now, too. You know, you're no longer just beholden to the microwave oven. I mean, with the air fryer, everything's better.
Do you think Doug's an egg roll guy, Gator?
No, because it's deep fried. Well, but there's the inside is fine. The inside's like sprouts, you know?
I don't think he is. I haven't asked him this, so I don't know.
He doesn't. He's not a big. He might say they're too heavy.
It's with the fried part. Fry part. He doesn't need that. Even if the inside's all vegetables, like it's all bean sprouts and cabbage. I think he eats shrimp, so like if it was shrimp egg roll, I think he'd say no because the outside's all deep fried. And
I think he's spring roll over egg roll every time.
All right, should we ask him?
But I think he likes egg rolls. I think he
all right, I'm saying no.
All right. Doug Karsh.
This is going to be a weird answer.
Come we on. Expected nothing less.
I love egg rolls.
Oh, see, I was wrong.
But I can't remember the last time I had one.
What? Come on.
How often do you get Chinese food?
Never, apparently.
Probably about three or four times a year, and I cannot remember the last time I had an egg roll.
Well, why would
How do you
order
Chinese food and not get an egg roll?
Especially when you love them.
Right.
Self-proclaimed.
I don't know.
Like you get your Mushu pork. Well, you're not getting Mushu pork.
But oh,
you
he's
get
definitely what, not what, getting what, that.
Do you know me?
You get your kale, your chicken kale or whatever it is. And
I got steamed broccoli with rice. No, steamed chicken and broccoli with rice. Or I can't resist General Tso's chicken.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Doug, living on the edge. So
General Tso's chicken, wow. And you don't get, there's no egg roll that comes with it?
No, because it's one serving of a General Tso's chicken's enough.
So if the dinner comes with rice and an egg roll, you don't get the egg roll?
Usually it's too much. Usually I'm bringing in leftovers for lunch the next day.
Doug's big on portion controlled.
I get that, but I mean, that's again... You can control the General Tso's part and say, oh, I've had enough General Tso's, but now I get the delicious treat that is the egg roll. I'll have that while it's fresh.
So
and keep the leftovers the next day.
So here's my thinking. I'm getting ready to order, and I'm going to get the General Tso's chicken, and I know I'm going to have half of it for lunch the next day. I'm not adding more to the order. I know I'm already not going to finish what I'm going to
order. And you like egg rolls.
Yep.
This doesn't. That is a weird answer.
Well, I told you, and none of this should surprise you.
Deliver every time you deliver. But this is a strange delivery here, because your first thing that you said was, "I love egg rolls."
I do. I really do. But you can't
remember the last time you had it. Okay, when was the last time you had Chinese?
So
food?
Here's
we'll get it three or four times a year.
Here's
and
where
you don't
it can
get
work.
Egg roll? No.
It can work if the whole family's over and we get like three orders, and then we get egg rolls on top of it, right? Where I might not get a full serving. For dinner, you know, but leaders eat last, Gator, and sometimes there's not enough food.
But when you order the dinner, isn't it typically part of the dinner is the egg roll?
No, you have to order a combo for that. You can just order a quart.
I guess I was assuming he was ordering a combo.
No,
because that's what you order.
This was supposed to be about you, not about me. The fact that I don't order egg rolls is the least surprising thing ever.
No, but
it is when you quote unquote love them.
I do love them. They're really good. I haven't had one in forever. But there was a time in my life, if I ordered like three, I could get like cashew chicken, you know, Kung Pao chicken and two egg rolls and I'd eat the whole thing.
Well, that seems like gluttonous, but I'm not asking you to do that.
Yeah, no, there was a time, that's probably the last time when I would eat the entire serving just because it was good, even if I wasn't hungry anymore.
So when you order dinner for the family,
yeah,
the Chinese food that you've gotten three or four times a year, do they get egg rolls?
Sometimes one of them will ask for an egg roll, yeah. But.
Okay.
Tell you, offended Gator, man.
I got to tell
he's a two egg roll guy.
The funniest thing about this is.
I'm more disappointed with Doug than I am in Edmund.
He's offended. He seems borderline hurt. And I'm like, dude, we've been working together for almost 20 years. And none of this should surprise you ever. You know what you're getting into.
That was such a Doug answer.
I was prepared for you saying, they're too heavy.
Yeah, me too.
It's just too much of the fried.
No, he loves them.
They're really good. There's certain
I was not expecting you to say, I love egg rolls.
Well, you know that I always talk about how I have kind of made up my mind on what I've locked in on. And when I'm going to venture outside my comfort zone, I know what I'm going to do. I'm having the Reese's Peanut Butter Big, now Jumbo Cup, right? I'm going to Dairy Queen for a blizzard. I'm getting 24 chicken wings, you know? I'm having that fourth and fifth Miller Lite, right? I know where I'm,
going out of bounds. But apparently you're not going to get that
apparently
egg roll.
Apparently not egg rolls.
Even though you love them.
Even though I do love them.
You understand? It sounds weird, right?
I mean, it might sound weird to you.
When you say it out loud, okay, let me ask you this.
It might sound weird to you and everybody else. To me, it makes perfect sense.
When you say it out loud.
Yes.
I love egg rolls, but I can't tell you the last time I've had them, even though I get Chinese food 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. That doesn't strike you as...
I love, like, the chili cheese fries or the honey twist Fritos, but I can't remember the last time I had those. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I really, really like, but... You're talking to a person that uses food more as fuel.
Well, that's true, but sprouts are fuel.
Yeah, and they're good. Yeah,
shrimp is fuel. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so 2 every time.
Every time.
Every time.
And none every time for Doug. Even though he loves it.
All right, now I'll go back. Next time we get Chinese food, I'll get an egg roll. This isn't a hill I'm going to die on. Right. It's just basically kind of how I've approached this forever. Kang, what about you? I mean, where are you with the egg roll?
So it just depends on the Chinese place. Okay, because not all egg rolls are created the same, and not all Chinese food is created the same. I go by this. I've always said this. I feel like Chinese food and Chinese restaurants are like your mom's cooking. Everyone prefers what they had growing up. So whatever your local Chinese place was growing up, you're like, Jade's was the best, all right? Or the Great Wall was the best, or Walk-In was the best, whatever. Whatever you grew up was the best, just like you like your own mother's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had egg rolls at a lot of different Chinese places, like most people have. I don't like them all the same. Gator, it sounds like you like most of them. I don't. Some of them are way too bean sprout heavy. Where it's
I hear you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like there's no substance.
I've said sometimes
inside.
They're just not that. Like you get some that are more like a spring roll, or some that are just like the size just doesn't look right.
Yeah, I like a pork egg roll better than like the vegetable ones, and then also plum sauce matters.
Yes,
big time.
But
overall, Doug. I like the egg roll. I prefer an egg roll with my Chinese
meal. What about the Chinese mustard on the egg roll?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just like plum sauce.
All right. I like plum sauce. If once I get into that egg roll, you know, adding some... I love the Chinese hot mustard.
Okay. Is there anybody in particular that has elite egg roll? It is National Egg Roll Day, so who has the most elite egg rolls?
I think Cam's Express in Berkeley. It's a takeout place.
He was so ready for this.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was thinking, Kang starts listening off the... Cam's Express, it's on 12 Mile. It's on the north side of 12 Mile. It's in Berkeley. They have excellent takeout Chinese food. It's delicious.
Gotcha.
That's my go-to.
All right, 248-539-9797. We'll just take some texts on this. If you want to tell us who in Metro Detroit has the best.
Started drilling a little
single bit. Best egg rolls. And who can get Gator 2 egg rolls here stat? all right, coming up next hour.
A little sweet and sour chicken. Here.
We got Tigers in Baltimore. We'll get into that, what to expect over the next 3 days, starting tonight. That right out of the gate. Look, trade deadline, we've talked a lot about possibilities here. A right-handed hitting outfielder with some pop would probably be on the shopping list. And there's a lot of guys out there, but the accessibility to said players, it might be a very short list of players you could go get. Well, we've put together a list, and we'll get to that today at 12:30. If you are a Tiger fan and you're wondering what they might do at the trade deadline, we'll give you some new names to think about. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.